All right, good morning again. You know what? I forgot to do something in case someone wasn't here last week. We want to welcome our new member, Jackie. So we're so glad to have you joining our fold and bringing with you. All of us come here with our talents, and we share those talents with one another. And so we're so happy that you're with us now, and that we'll be sharing your talents with us. Well, guess what? What's the power of this month that we've been studying? I said I was going to throw that out to see if anybody was listening to me. All right. Strength. Strength. Are you standing in your strength? Are you strong in your strength? Are you using your strength to move through your life experiences? Yes. Yes. So life is full of choices. Full of choices. The choices we make, they influence our outer experiences. Eric Butterworth, in the book Positrends or Negatrends, has anyone read that book? Oh, powerful little book. Well, he wrote, "It is important to know that we always have a choice in every happening, whether we are going to curse the darkness or bring the light." We make choices every day, don't we, that affect our day. We choose when we get up. Sometimes we choose to turn off the alarm. Sometimes we choose to hit the snooze too many times. And when we're late for things, that's you may not think it, but that's a choice you've made. That's a choice you've made. We choose what we're gonna wear. We choose what we're gonna eat. We choose whether or not we're gonna go to church. I'm so glad you chose this morning to come in here and be with me. Yes. So the choices we make sometimes cause us to be immersed in the things of the world. And we can be pushed and pulled in one direction or another. And guess what? It builds up and it makes us feel lost sometimes. Haven't you felt lost sometimes? Because you've been pushed and pulled in all kind of directions, not knowing where you should take a stand or what you should think, not making a definitive choice in what you're going to do with the information you're being fed. You know, we have to stand in what we believe. And you hear me say it. We said it together this morning. One presence, one power. I deeply believe that. And that motivates me to stand in this truth and make decisions from that point within instead of decisions from what I'm being told out here. If I stick with this choice, then anything or anyone trying to sneak into my consciousness will fail because I've made a decision. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but we are in a powerful study this year. Very powerful when we think about the 12 powers as taught by Charles Fillmore. I hope many of you have made the choice to be a part of the study. We have the booklet. There probably are a couple of them left out there on the table. The booklet, How to Stay Centered No Matter What. It's a consciousness builder. And if you practice those powers every month, if you, like January, my focus was on faith. And in everything I did and said, I thought about faith. Where am I placing my faith? Am I placing it in something that's not real, that's unstable, that's a figment of the imagination of man, or am I placing it on things of God? Love, we sang it this morning. Love never faileth. Love never, why is that? Because love is God and God is love. And when we lean into that, we're strengthened. Speaking of strength, this month we're focused on strength, aren't we? Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of things are stirring up in my life. And a lot of things have had me go into some deep soul searching, determining what choices am I making that's bringing me to this point or this state of feeling unstable. You know, when we begin to work with these things that we're taught here, we begin to strengthen our soul. Soul is where you store all the stuff that you're learning and thinking. We begin to strengthen our soul, and then when adversity comes knocking on the door, guess what? You can tell it to get behind you. I didn't want to say it, but the scripture is, get behind me, Satan. What's Satan? Satan is those erroneous thoughts. It's not a person. It's those error thoughts that have built up and stored deep within you. And guess what? You can make a choice to let that go. But make no mistake about it. It is a matter of choice. Sometimes we choose to stay in misery, don't we? No one wants to shake their head that one. You know, when you begin to think of things in terms of choices, you will change and revolutionize your life. I used to say, oh, they're making me do this. No one makes me do anything unless I give them my power. And guess what? I choose not to. I stand in my truth. And I know that I can achieve, I can conquer, I can overcome all the adversities that come at us in life. But you know what? It's not going to happen if you hear a message such as this and do nothing with it. It's not going to happen if you read the booklet, How to Stay Centered, and we've added another booklet out there today for Easter. If you just read these things and do nothing with it, what's going to happen? Nothing. I practice everything that I have been told in Unity. When I first came to Unity, I had this minister, Reverend Mae Davis. And sometimes, I always wonder, why did this happen? Sometimes I was the only one in class. For many years, it was just me and her. I was hungry for something. I wanted to be fed, and I made a choice that I wanted my life to change. And studying under her, we would read things like in Lessons in Truth, liberty or bondage. You know, what's your choice? Do you want liberty, freedom from all this stuff stirring up in the world? Or do you want to continue to be in bondage by buying into and saying yes and joining in the conversations and feeding the fuel of all that? That made me think of my computer. They always say garbage in, garbage out. Well, what happens? It gets slow and bogged down, doesn't it? But when you take the time to cleanse and renew and refresh, even something like your computer, what happens? It runs smoother. It runs a lot smoother, and so will your life. Things will continue to come at you, but you know what? You have a shield. And that shield is the truth that you choose to believe. Now that I've gotten off track, okay. Let's see where we're going to go. Here we're going to go here. Eric Butterworth, he also wrote in the book Positrends and Negatrends. He wrote this, and I love this. He wrote, human life needs at times to steep itself in silence, from which it may draw its essential nourishment and in which it develops its deepest roots. We talked about roots the other week, didn't we? About those seeds, how they fall. We want deep roots in this truth. And he goes on to say, it is a matter of getting centered within yourself, which is the first strategy for coping. Anything coming at you today, any adversity, anything that you're struggling with, get centered and draw from that pool of nourishment that comes with you automatically. It's just that you never turn towards it. You never notice it. You never take the time to get still and feel that power and that presence. It's important to know you always have a choice in every experience. Do you believe that? You always have a choice, even if the choice is not to be afraid. Yes, that's a choice, because you're telling yourself, I am going to stand here, I'm going to move through this experience, and yes, it's here, but it has no power over me. So often we give away our power. Someone says something, anyone ever say something to you and immediately you became angry? And that anger holds you back. Because in that anger, all you can do is weaken your system, poison your system with thoughts that are going to deteriorate you. Did you know that? Wow. When I read that, I thought, oh, okay. Thank you, Spirit, for giving me that little tidbit so I know I can make the choice to keep my thoughts focused where they need to be. And that's not on what Jane is... Oh, Jane, I keep using your name. I'm sorry. I have to find me another generic name to use. It happens every time. I apologize for that, Jane. But, you know, you don't focus on what Bill is doing. Focus on your path. That's how you don't stray. Focus on your path and what you're doing for you and how you're building you up. Focus on the choices that you are making to stabilize your life. I'm probably speaking to the choir here because I know every one of you, and I know that you are on the right track. How do I know that? It's reflected in how you're handling the experiences that are coming to you. I'm going to read you something because I like this, and I thought this would go along with the lesson. Yes, I always like to find scripture that kind of backs me up a little in what I'm saying to you. So, you know, we can choose to be tensed or strained in situations, or we can choose to be centered and poised and strong and focused on the Christ mind. And I was looking through and I found this set of scriptures, and I love it anyway because it's comforting no matter what is coming at you. But it reminded me of choices. And it's the 91st Psalm, 1 through 11. And it's from the Gateway Bible version, but Spirit just feeds me what I need at the moment. So there might be a word or two in here that not directly from the passages. But you can read them for yourself. And it's, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And when I thought about that, you know what? That's a choice. Where do you want to abide? You make the choice. And it goes on to say, anyone who does that will say of the Lord, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I trust." Now that's a choice too. Are you going to choose to trust the Spirit within? Or are you going to continue to soak in that which is being fed to you from the world? And it also says, "He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence." Boy, we need that today, don't we? "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust his truth, for it shall be thy shield." Oh boy, that's a big choice. Do we trust in the truth? The truth is that which is unchanging, that which is of God, that which no matter what is going on, the truth is the truth is the truth. You know, we have things that we consider, I'm not going to go into that, but truth is the truth is the truth. So that's a choice. And if you choose that, it says, "Thou shalt not be afraid for terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. So it's a choice to choose truth, isn't it? And guess what? When I choose the path of truth, I'm not afraid. No matter what it is that I'm dealing with, I know that I will make it through and everything will work together for my good. True for you? All right, let's go then. And then it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh, and it won't touch you. It will just pass. Everything passes. It's not permanent. Only thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, thy habitation. You know, one day I'm going to take this and I'm going to make a lesson out of it, because this is very powerful when you think about this. But, you know, no matter what comes at us, it'd just bounce and fall off if you not see it as wicked. You know, that's even a choice, choosing to see something as wicked and choosing to see something as good. That's also a choice. Always choose to see the good in things, even though it may be something really, really serious going on. The good in it is that Spirit is there with you, walking you through it. There's always some good you can pull out of something. You have the power within you to make it through. And I like this last part. It says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know, a lot of appearances are out here in the world today, and I'm choosing to know that they are not real. Now, I know you're going to say, well, wait a minute, Vernetta. But if you think about it, when we hold these diseases and things in our minds, we are so flooded with the thought of them. Yes, they're going to catch on and latch on. But hold on to Spirit. You will make it through the disease. You'll make it through any financial things being thrown at you. Spirit will give you some guidance, will tell you where to be and what to do and what to say. Many times I have said things and things have stirred up and opened up, and I'm amazed. I don't know why, because it's the outworking of the law. As you believe, so shall you receive. So I'm choosing not to believe that any of this has power over me. That's going to be my walk. So I want to get us ready for meditation by doing so. I want you to relax a minute, and I want to give you this poem that is in the book Positrons. And I want you to think about this as I say the words, and I hope you choose to incorporate them into your being. So God has given you himself as your resource. He does not bestow himself casually. He is your steady, eternal source, your help in every need. There is no longer anything in you that feels incomplete or inferior or insecure. Your whole being is satisfied and fulfilled. You are not dependent on any limiting habit for your security and satisfaction. Your faith is in God. You are free. You are equal to every situation. You do not need material support or stimulants, for God is your strength. You are happy in your own right, complete, perfect in your own being, divine and whole right now. Remember, it's a matter of choice. It's a matter of choice. I choose to be poised and centered in the Christ mind. Let's think of those words. I choose to be poised and centered in the Christ mind. Affirm them with me. I choose to be poised and centered in the Christ mind. And guess what? When you make that choice, nothing can disturb the calm peace of your soul. Yes, let's pray. We'll begin meditation by affirming the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now take a deep breath. You can close your eyes or focus on the candles up here, but let's take a deep breath and let's bring ourselves to our center just for a moment to gather that power and that energy that is within. To plant those roots, to know that they can go deep when we seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit within. We are loved unconditionally. We are worthy of all that God has prepared for us. Love, strength, wisdom, and all the attributes we'll begin to study, they have been prepared for us before the foundation of this universe. In the beginning was God, and the Word was with God. And so as we choose to believe that, we breathe in and breathe out and make this inward journey deep within the recesses of our souls and step over the threshold of your inner chamber and immediately feel peace, like a peace you've never known before. Feel love that penetrates and enfolds and lifts every fiber of your being. Feel the light of God. Not a spark, but a beacon. And we take a moment to rest and trust in this quiet, right here, right now. And as we breathe in and prepare to return to the presence of this room, we know we've made the choice. We've made the choice to live this Christ consciousness life, to open ourselves to all the possibilities that are available to us. And in the awareness of all this, we express our gratitude. We give you thanks, dear God. We give you thanks for the energy that is you moving in and throughout not only us, but all beings, lighting their minds to take a look at choices and to make the choice to walk the path of divine energy. So for this and all things, dear God, we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, and it is so, and so it is. Amen. And I see you going forward this day, making those choices that are going to enrich and strengthen your lives. You are a blessed and beloved child of God. Go forth. Bless you.